Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, September the 28th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So here's the synopsis of the show for today. Well, I'm going to start by giving you lots and lots of information in advance of the coming downturn that I can guarantee your friends and contemporaries will know nothing whatever about. So this should be an opportunity for you to gather information which you can then impart to your friends, family, associates, as and when things really unravel. So do use this as an opportunity to sign up if you feel so inclined, because this is an important message for all of you. Then I'm going to talk about a strange situation in which Huffington Post, which I'm sure you're all aware is violently anti-Trump, but Huffington Post is now accusing the Washington Post of publishing fake news. So this is really an about turn, which makes me laugh, because of course it's quite clear that the Washington Post does publish fake news, but now it's being copped to by its brethren in the media. Did you hear about a police department in California which got busted for using a smartphone app that automatically and permanently deletes text messages, possibly and probably to hide incriminating evidence? Well, I'm going to be talking about that for a few minutes. Rather interesting. Trump is onto something with respect to the sputtering economy. July's trade deficit of $73.1 billion was among the worst 5 months in history. So it's getting harder and harder to deny the obvious. I will talk about that and give you some valuable information. Well, you may have heard about a socialist bureaucrat in the State Department who's been caught on tape by Project Veritas saying he is part of the deep state resistant against Donald Trump. So A few words about that seem to me to be in order. Well, before the housing crisis 10 years ago, the housing market gave off several unmistakable indications that a crisis was coming. Well, it looks like the same thing is happening once again in 2018. So I'm going to talk about that. Very interesting and valuable information, as a matter of fact, even if I do say so myself. The main thing that stands out for me in the latest video from Julian Assange was his comment that there was a lack of goodwill in global politics right now. And I got a couple of interesting observations to make about that, which comes next on the roster, followed by a quick word of advice on investing by means of dependence on the work of the so-called analysts on Wall Street. So here is a word to the wise, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're going to finish with a comment from me about pay as seen by hours worked as opposed to dollars. And I think you will be very interested in the conclusions that I have to draw about this. Anyway, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email 3 free shows to you individually so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or something equivalent so that I know what to do. So I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So anyway, you may feel free to select any 3 shows. I suggest making them shows from the last couple of months because they are more in tune with the current day happenings. And of course, you'll find those on the Podbean page you're doubtless looking at in the archives. If you'll just scroll down and you get to see a little synopsis about each show. All right, well, let me just finish by giving you my information. The email address you'll need to send off for the free shows is actually on the Podbean page, probably right in front of you, but it is nevertheless as follows. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and I have a Twitter page. Facebook jottings tend to be those which are not really perhaps substantial enough for the show itself, but nevertheless, I would like to make this information available to you. So I put that into my Facebook page, and the one-liners, the same kind of thing, but one-liners, the pithy comment, if you like, goes into my Twitter page. So let me give you the address of both of those. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word. And the Twitter address is very simply www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all one word, no punctuation and all lower case. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, with that, I shall bid you farewell. I will be back again on Monday. I wish you a wonderful weekend. Take care. Talk to you then. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye.